Customs and Border Protection uses drones to patrol U.S. borders. The military and CIA use them overseas to seek out trouble.
They're peculiarly valuable for the kind of war we're fighting now in airspace, Afghanistan and Iraq and some other places.
Former CIA Director Michael Hayden says it's a superior warfare tool.
I mean, there's no opposing enemy force that can attack our unmanned aerial systems. These are magnificent tools for foreign intelligence and counterterrorism purposes.
But here at home, anywhere America, his view is different.
Now, I do make a very clean break in my own mind. A government needs to be very, very careful before it puts its citizenry under constant surveillance.
And that's just where the debate is now. Maryland is among dozens of states trying to catch up with drones and give them some boundaries.
The bill tries to find a way that police agencies can use drones in order to gather information without stepping across the line of civil liberties.
How? Delegate Ron George's proposal requires police to get a warrant in most situations, but interest continues to grow.
We didn't need drones for thousands of years to be civilized.
Recreational user Adam Einiger remains fascinated by what they can do.
I think that's the real question. Is our quality of life going to be enhanced or not?
Andrew Mollenbach, WTOP News.